Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To the phone lines right now to be joined one of my favorite guests that we have every week, Fridays at 3 o'clock. His name is Josh Vernier. He is our Royals insider. Vern, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Glad to be here.
Vern, since the last time we talked to you, two prominent players have opted out of the season, David Price and now Buster Posey today, for very different reasons. Based on what you're hearing, do you have any reason to think that anyone on the Royals could potentially opt out of the season?
No, because, first of all, and I'm not saying this is... Look, Buster Posey explained why he's opting out, and it's a very commendable reason. But both Buster Posey and David Price, much like the other guys that have opted out, Ian Desmond, Ryan Zimmerman, they all already got paid. And I'm talking $70+ million over the course of their careers. The only guy inside the Royals clubhouse that has it like that is Alex Gordon and Danny Duffy. And both of them, to a man, said they never really considered opting out. Other than those two, Salvador Perez, I guess, could. And right now he's in quarantine, appears in good spirits, and he, too, never really considered the idea of opting out. Just about everyone else, you know, the other 54 guys that are here with the team, they don't have it like those players. They need to get their money while their career is still prosperous, right? So, no, I'm not expecting any of these Royals players to opt out. Now, if COVID keeps them out, that's a different story.
Speaking of COVID and keeping them out, we've seen multiple players test positive on the Royals as well as their managers. Have you heard worries, concerns from the players that the virus at least appears to be spreading amongst the team?
No. And now let me be transparent here. The interviews that we're getting with Royals coaches and players are all done via Zoom. So they're sitting in the interview room with a humongous television in front of them, and anywhere from 4 to 14 different media faces staring back at them. So it's going to be very difficult to get a player to say something that he may regret or is maybe too honest for what the Royals organization would ask. That's just going to be the norm across Major League Baseball this season. It's not going to be very often, in my opinion, that a ball player says something that he wishes he could have back, because they're going to be very conscious and calculated in every one of these Zoom meetings. But what I'm hearing from all of these players, whether it's in these Zoom meetings or on the show on Thursday night, is them... I don't want to say doing any sort of mental gymnastics, but them making a conscious effort to view everything through a positive lens, trying to take a negative and make it a positive. From Josh Staumont to Danny Duffy to Greg Holland to Hunter Dozier, they're all very quick to point out fellow Americans and people around the world that are struggling much more mightily than they are as big league players. So, no, concern within the Royals organization, I haven't really heard it from anyone. Now, the guys that aren't with the team right now, the guys that have admitted to testing positive to COVID. I'm sure there's concerns on their part as far as, am I going to be ready come July 24th? I think the only concern that I'm really garnering from Royals players is, am I going to be where I need to be at my best for this 60-game stretch? But as far as COVID, these guys have done a impressive job, in my opinion, of having a positive mindset and being selfless, not only for their teammates, but for their community.
Vern, as you're aware, Patrick Mahomes signed the biggest contract in American team sports a couple of days ago. Before that, it actually was a baseball player, Mike Trout. I guess the difference is they're both incredibly talented and going to be first ballot Hall of Famers. Pat has already won a championship. At what point does Mike Trout need to actually start winning before he hears the criticism?
Well, I mean, Ken Griffey Jr. never won a championship, never went to a World Series, only went to one championship series, and he garnered like 98% of the votes to get into the Hall of Fame. And I think most of us, with all due respect to Barry Bonds, you know, Ken Griffey Jr. is the best or second best player of our generation. As far as criticism, look, if he stinks it up over 60 games, he'll receive the proper amount of criticism. But baseball, you know, I mean, baseball has no comparison to football. A guy like Patrick Mahomes dictates the game every time he steps on the field. Mike Trout gets 4 to 5 at-bats and whatever is hit his way in center field, right? I mean, Willie Mays only went to one World Series, only won one World Series. Hank Aaron won one in 57 as a member of the Milwaukee Braves, but didn't win anything, didn't go to any World Series when he went to Atlanta. And Willie Mays, to me, is the greatest player of all time. And if it's not him, it's Hank Aaron. And they together have two World Series rings to their credit. And both of those World Series rings came very early in their careers before they became the superstars that we know them to be. So Mike Trout is in that class. He's that great. So if he gets to the playoffs and stinks, he'll catch a lot. But getting to the playoffs, it's not his burden to carry.
Yeah, lots of great comparisons there, no doubt. Vern's joining us here on The Drive. I think that a lot of people are holding out hope, especially the guy across from me. He calls himself, what is it, Hope Harrison?
Hope Harrison.
Cheerington. I don't remember what we're calling him these days.
C.Hope.
He's all of a sudden, Vern, it's kind of creepy. He's like glass half full. I don't know what happened to the old guy that I fell in love with. But hey, look, let me ask you this. How good is the division? Because I think even Hope Harrison's talking about a wild card. How good are the rest of the teams in the division? Because the Royals are going to play them a lot this year.
Well, I think the reason why Carrington's hopeful is because 102 games got lopped off of the season schedule. That makes a lot of teams look much better. Now, how good is the division? Minnesota is maybe the best offense in the American League. Let's remember, they led the American League in home runs last year, and then they added Josh Donaldson in the offseason. So that offense is scary. They are by far the most talented team in the division. Chicago has more talent than the Royals, but much like the Royals, most of that talent is yet to prove it over 60 or 162 games. You know, Cleveland has the pedigree. They don't have the pitching staff that they once did, but, you know, Jose Ramirez and Francisco Lindor in the middle of your lineup is still very daunting. You know, talent-wise, the Royals are clearly fourth in this division, but over 60 games, I mentioned Josh Donaldson. He can get cold for 2 weeks, and if it's the same 2 weeks where the Royals play the Twins 10 times out of 17 days, you know, that could help the Royals leapfrog the Twins in the division. So, you know, predictions and prognostications in a 60-game baseball season, it's a fool's errand, man. Once they say play ball, once we get to the 23rd of July, it's a foot firmly pressed on the gas pedal, and whoever can keep the car stable for 9 weeks is going to walk away with the division. I think all four teams have a chance. I don't think Detroit does, but the other four teams, I think, all have a legitimate chance.
That's where I'm at, Vern. It's basically get hot for 3 weeks, yeah, be average for the other three. That's all you're asking them to do. If you can do those two things, and my stance has been simple. One team from the American League that we do not see coming is going to make the playoffs because of how fluky the season is. One team from the National League is going to do it. So everybody should feel like they have a shot.
No question. No question. And look, I'm not someone that's trumpeting the idea of you got to get out to a fast start. Man, just tread water, get hot for a week or two, and then go back to treading water, and you'll grab at least one of those two wild card spots.
That is my guy, Josh Vernier. He is our Royals insider joining us today on the show. Vern, really appreciate you coming on, man. Thanks a bunch.
Always. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.